Blog Talk Radio.
Calling into the show, and her name is Candia Sanders. Candia actually has her own radio show on the Odyssey Network, and I had the opportunity to be on her show not long ago, and we had a wonderful time chatting. Candia is an internationally recognized intuitive and energy healer. She has been psychic since childhood. She is very gifted and the author of Soul Rays, Discover the Vibratory Frequency of Your Soul. And she can assist with relationships, helps, career, and your personal connection to the divine. She's able to help remotely with emotional issues and physical imbalance. And she regularly appears at conferences as well. Her website is CandiaSanders.com. And that is up on the show page. Now, what I'm going to do tonight, because we have a lot of calls coming in on the switchboard and Candia on the line. And so I am going to go ahead and talk to some of the callers on the switchboard. Stay on there if you're calling in for a reading, because we need to bring Candia on the line. She's not on the line yet. So I'm going to play some music while we wait. And I will hopefully get Candia on the line very shortly here.
Circumnavigation.
Transatlantic.
refrigeration.
Moving pictures.
Human genome.
Man in space.
Atomic particles.
We can't be alone.
We are not alone.
Okay, we are back live on the Frontier Beyond Fear. And what I'm going to do tonight, apparently the call screening mechanism is not working tonight. And it's funny because I had gotten kind of an intuitive warning that there would be some kind of perfect storm tonight. And sure enough, we're having some interesting things going on tonight with the lines. So what I'm going to do, we can see if we can get Candia on the line. I'm going to step through all the calls on the line. Those of you who've called in for readings, I'm just going to step through the call, say hello. We're going to have to do it live on the show because we can't screen behind the scenes tonight. So I'll just welcome you on the line, and then I'll go to the next call to see if we can find our reader who's on the line because we're not able to identify her right now. So that's exactly what I'm going to do. So if you're at area code 631, I'm about to talk to you for just a second. Hello at area code
Hello?
631. Are you calling in for a reading?
I am calling in for a reading.
What is your first name? I'll make a note of it.
Suzanne.
Suzanne. Okay. Well, we're attempting to get the reader on the line here. So,
hang on. Already?
No, she's not. And like I said to the audience just a second ago, the screening mechanism is not working tonight. So I'm just going to step through the calls and say hello to each of you. So welcome, Suzanne. I will be back.
Okay, thank you. I hope she comes on.
Well, I hope so, too. If you're calling
Hi.
From Skype, hello.
I
Are
am.
You calling for a reading?
Hi. I
what
am calling. I heard
name?
you tried to screen me, and I kept saying, hello, my name's Sharon.
Sharon, yeah, I couldn't hear. So apparently that
thing.
Feature's not working.
It'll work out.
You know what? Oh, I've done this show for so long. It's like almost everything has happened. We're all friends on this show. It doesn't matter. So
there
I've
you
got
go.
You down, Sharon. If I have to, I'll get out my own cards and work with you guys.
Thank you, sweetie. Okay.
All right.
Thanks for your effort.
All right.
Okay.
Take care. I'll be
okay.
back.
Okay. Put me on hold.
Okay. If you're at area code 361, I'm going to say hello to you for a second. Hello at area code 361. Are you calling in for a reading?
Yes, I am.
What is your first name?
Zandra.
Okay, welcome, Sandra. Zandra, we're looking for our reader right now, so I'm just making a note of it. You're number 3 in the queue, so welcome.
Thank you.
So I'm going to put you on hold again.
Okay.
This is like one big happy family tonight. We're just going to say hello to each of you. At area code 617, I'm about to bring you on the line just to say hello. Hello at
Hi.
Area code 617. What's your first name?
My first name is Kita.
Kita. Okay. Well, we're still looking for our reader, so I've got you down. You're number 4 in the queue, and welcome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. At area code 256, I'm going to bring you on the line. Or actually, I'm going to just look ahead, see if I can find. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm just going to keep stepping through these calls because that's the best thing to do. Area code 256, I'm about to bring you on the line for just a second.
Hi.
Hello at area code 256. What is your first name?
Kimberly.
Kimberly. Okay. Well, we're looking for our reader, And I'm going to try to reach her in a minute if we don't find her among the calls. But but thank you for calling in. And hang on, you're number five. So welcome.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, next is a Skype call, another Skype call. I'm going to bring you on the line.
Hi,
hello,
this is Patty.
Patty, okay. I'll make a note of that.
Thank you
for calling in. Okay, at area code 832, I'm about to bring you on the line. Hello, area code 832. And what's your first name?
It's Nitu, spelled N-I-T-U.
Okay, welcome.
Thanks.
Okay. Well, you're in the queue. Thank you for calling. Area code 703, I'm about to bring you on the line. Hello, it's 703. Are you calling in for a reading?
Yes. Yes,
what's
I am.
Your
Eric,
first name?
My name? Eric.
Eric. Welcome, Eric. We're just one big happy
Thank
family
you.
Tonight.
Yep,
I get to
are.
Meet everybody on the line. All right. I'm just putting you back on hold here. Okay. At area code 203, I'm about to bring you on the line. Hello,
Hi, I'm
203. Pat.
Pat. Hi,
okay.
I'm Pat.
Welcome, Pat.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you for calling in. You're still in the queue. Okay, area code 613, I'm about to bring you on.
Hello.
Hello, it's 613. What is your
yes.
first name?
Shauna.
Okay, Shauna. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. Thank you for calling. Okay, area code 202, I'm going to bring you on the line. Hello, at 202, what is your first name?
Hello, my first name is Tiara.
Okay. Welcome, Sierra.
Tier with a T.
Oh, Tier. Welcome. Welcome.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to put you
yes.
back on hold for now. And we'll hopefully
okay.
get our reader on the line here shortly. Okay, well, welcome, everybody. That's everyone on the line right now. So what I'm going to do is play another song, see if I can get our reader on the line tonight. So, and if we can't, we'll have to reschedule with Candia because apparently there was some kind of disconnect. So, or there could have been. We will see. So I'm going to go ahead and play, let's see. Here's a song I played the other night, which was called Calling Home, and it's by Marta Waterman and Larry Sire. Larry is the Grammy Award winner who actually wrote the music for The Frontier Beyond Fear. So I'm just going to play this song and see if we can get Candia on the line.
Yeah.
Is this Tracy on the line?
Yes. Yeah. Of course.
All right. Well,
it's like the radio's worst nightmare, right?
Well, we have. And now I'm forgetting how to pronounce your last. Is it Mahan? Is that right? Mahan?
Mahan.
Mahan.
Yes.
We have Tracy Mahan on the line, who is our pinch-hitting reader, very accomplished reader who's been on the show before, and she just happened to be available. And thank goodness you're out here, Tracy. I'm not sure. You know what? Mercury is still retrograde.
Mercury, shame on you, right?
Oh, my goodness. And even the screening wasn't working tonight. So it's funny. I was telling the audience, you know, this is just like a chat over coffee, I tell you. I talk with my audience like this all the time. I thought that I saw a sign of a perfect storm of some sort. And I thought, I wonder what that means. So anyway.
That is awesome.
Yes.
We'll have to give Candy a bad time because we'll just give her a bad time next time we see her.
Oh, for sure.
I'm sure she'll probably be calling in tomorrow night thinking she probably has the wrong day.
I'm not sure. I heard from her yesterday or she got the message. So anyway, we will figure it out. But I'm glad you're here, Tracy.
She might still call in and then
I know.
Yeah, I'll just sit in until she figures it out.
That's fine. We will look for her. I have one number for her, so depending on which number she calls on, but we will look for her. And actually, I invite Candia, if you do call in or if you are on the line, because we keep getting more calls, send me a Facebook message or call the cell phone that I gave you. That way I'll know. Because I only know one number. So anyway, we just wing it when we need to. just like Angel, right? So, readers, you're in for a treat because Tracy Mahan is actually good friends with Candia, and they both appear at the similar expos, and she's a wonderful reader. And since, why don't you tell us a little bit more about yourself, Tracy, and what you do?
Yeah, since I was so ready to do this tonight, why don't I do that? Well, one of the things that I do is I also do an online advisory for 12listen.com, and so I will be logged on there usually throughout most of the day to take callers and stuff through the online advisory. I have a radio show that I do on Thursdays at 11 on 12radio.com. I am reachable at tracymahan.com, so if anybody locally wants to get a hold of me and schedule readings or do anything like that, I'm available for that. I do hypnosis, which is one of my passions. I just recently took Dolores Cannon's deeper levels of hypnosis, which quantum healing hypnosis therapy. I think I got that right. QHHT. And it takes you down to the deeper levels of the hypnosis and gets you in contact with that superconscious mind or that higher self with all the answers, the all-knowing piece. And she's done this for many years, since the 80s, and she's been able to regress people back to remembering where they came from, why they're here, and different things like that, and past lives, of course. And so I was fascinated by her work and took her course just recently, January, I believe it was. And so I've been doing that level of hypnosis as well and having a lot of fun with that. And matter of fact, one of my clients that I had come in was channeling Archangel Ariel in the office, and so that was a fascinating session to get to be in on. So lots
Definitely.
Of neat things happening, and lots of crazy neat things happening. So that's just a little bit
wonderful.
About me.
Yes, well, thank you for doing that, because from memory I might not have been able to say all of the wonderful things that you've been involved in, and it's, you know, Tracy was actually scheduled to come on the show herself as well in the future again. So we're doing a little bit early tonight. So what we'll do, and I don't know how long Tracy can be with us tonight, but we're going to go ahead and just start taking some of the patient callers on the line that I've already talked to several of you. And I'm just going to start bringing you on the line, and you can talk to Tracy, because Tracy can help you with everything that Candia could help you with. So, and then if you're listening to this show in the archive, which I'm sure will be an entertaining one to listen to, you'll already see that Tracy's information is up on the show page. So we'll have all of that updated by the time you're listening. But this is the joy of live radio. Anyone who takes on a radio show on Blog Talk Radio, you just kind of go with it. I mean, this is life. It's what you do. And look at, we have Tracy here. So thank you, Tracy, for being here.
Well, and you're welcome. And, you know, usually I'm in the middle of hustle and bustle and dinner and three kids. And tonight I was just like, oh, I need to make sure I tune into that. And so here I am.
Well, there you go.
I guess there's no mistake.
Yeah, you're supposed to be here. So, all right, well, I'm going to go ahead and bring Suzanne back on the line. And Suzanne, you're at area code 631, in case we have more than one Suzanne, which I don't think we do. We have a Sue. So, Suzanne, you're about to come on the line with Tracy Mahan.
Hello.
Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Thank you for taking Thanks for taking my phone call. I just wanted to see what you saw. Do you see me getting a job, and what do you see for love life? Do you see a boyfriend, a companion coming in? And if so, when?
The big when, right? That's always the fun one. Okay, so job. Let me see what the angels bring in for that. Okay, so one of the ways I read is I kind of tell you the pictures that I get in my mind, so that maybe we can decipher them together if I'm not picking up on what it means. I'm seeing a straight line. So I'm asking the angels if they could be more clear about what does the straight line mean, because this is a job. So I don't know if you're looking for the same kind of work or, and, you know, just making a lateral move with that, or if you're trying to find something that actually moves you up. So that's why I give you the straight line, and why If you have answers for that, throw them in there. Otherwise, I'm going to keep asking them questions about what is the straight line.
Okay.
Okay, one of the things I do when somebody's asking me about future stuff is I look at the energy around their feet. And the reason I do that is because I'm looking to see if your feet are moving forward or if they're stuck or if they're, you know, what's going on with the energy around the feet. So with your feet, what I'm seeing is there is no motion going on there. So what I want to ask you is how much time have you spent looking at what would you like to have happen around the job?
Well, I'm
so
I've applied. I've applied for jobs. I have. I'm working
have you,
now.
Have you spent time? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I work a part-time job plus a night job on Thursday nights. It's not like I'm not working at all, and I put in a lot of applications for what either I'm doing now or something different, you know.
Okay, so this is what I think they want us to do. They want us to develop, what does that job look like? The one that you would, the angels, our angels don't want us to just go from this sucky job to the next sucky job or however that be. They want us to do what our heart's desire is. What's going to make us happy? And if you don't know what that might look like, then what you want to do is make a list of how you want to feel when you're at work. You know, and a lot of us know that we want to get paid a certain amount and we want to have benefits and all of that.
Well, I like the job that I'm at now. It just doesn't pay enough.
Right. Okay. So, all right. This is where your manifesting powers get to come in. I want you to almost, it's almost like sitting down and writing a story about what that job would look like if it was perfect. Okay? So you're writing it down as if you already have it and it's already perfect. And so you get up in the morning and you're excited to go to work, you know, and almost like you're just really writing it out. And you know, you're having a good time with it, you enjoy the other people you work with, whatever it is, and you're getting paid enough, and your bank account has more than enough, and all those things that you want to have happen. That's what they're showing me to have you do with it. The fact that you like your job is probably why I'm not seeing your feet moving, because it's hard to leave something you enjoy doing, even though
but
you know you need more
week.
Money.
It ends in a week. I just, yeah.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to ask them what they, okay. They're giving me this little analogy, like if I gave you, let's say I gave you $15,000 and said, go get me a car. You know, you would go out there with $15,000 and probably bring me back a car, but what kind of car? You know, that's kind of what they're showing me. So what they want is you to get a little bit more detailed. They want to help you find this job, but they want to know what it is you're looking for. Otherwise, you're just going to end up with a job. And that goes for everybody that's out there looking for a job right now, or, you know, anything for that matter. If you're looking to make a change, it helps the universe, it helps God and your angels to know what it is your desires are. So just really develop that. And I'm going to jump forward to, okay, hold on, and let me see if they have an answer for the job. You already got your resume going, right?
Yeah.
I get three, so I want to say that's 3 weeks. So you might have a couple weeks there where you're not working, but it does feel like, okay. Okay, so it feels like you go on a couple interviews, but you're going to know the one that works because it's going to make you excited. You're going to know it. You're just going to have a good feeling about it, okay? So it does feel like it's about 3 weeks out, though, before you start something new. And then love life. Okay, I want to say love life happens in the fall. So end of summer, fall, somewhere in that area, that's going to come in. I almost feel like you meet this guy before that, but that it actually starts to develop into something more romantic towards the end of the year versus the summertime. So this could possibly be somebody you meet through the new work and all of that, but it feels like it kind of takes a little bit of time to develop it and get it moving in the direction of something romantic, okay?
Well, that sounds great. Do you know anything about the person?
Do I know anything about him? Actually, I know that I have a bunch of people on the line,
but
you're going to be happy. You're going to like them. It's a friendship first, and that's what's going to make it work. Okay? So you will like that person. All right?
All right. Well, thank you.
You'll know when...
Thanks,
Suzanne. Uh-huh. You bet. You have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Yep.
Okay. Our next
Sorry,
call.
I just know that I could take a long time on those calls if I
I know.
Sorry, guys. I know you want a lot of details, and that takes a little bit of time to get tuned into all of that.
That's
so.
True. There's only so
okay.
much that we can do. Okay. Yeah, and
yeah.
you're kidding, so you weren't necessarily prepared for the marathon. So we'll step
yeah,
through what
I'll
we
do,
can.
I'll do what I can.
I appreciate it. Okay, our next call is Sharon. She's on a Skype line, and I've talked to you. Sharon, I'm going to bring you on right now. It's a little bit slow tonight bringing calls on, so here we go. Sharon, you're on the line.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call this evening.
Yes. Well, thank
Hey,
you
Sharon.
For calling.
What can
you're
I help
with
you with,
Tracy
Sharon?
Mahan.
Well,
yeah.
okay. Hi,
yeah.
I know. Okay. I'm working on reaching a goal right now, and I want to know if you see when this is going to happen. It's employment.
Okay.
I've been looking for 5 months.
Okay, I'm having a really weird image in my head, and it's Batman, and I don't know what that means, so I'm sending it to you because it could be a loved one that's playing with us. I just see Batman. So if that's significant to
Isn't
you
that,
or anybody out there, what's that?
That's funny. Oh, my goodness. Batman.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know what it means either, but I say what I see just in case it's significant. And if it's not for you, it might be for one of the other listeners. So I want to put it out there so that they know if a loved one's jumping in on your reading to try to get a message out there. So, okay, let's see. You said you've been at this for 5 months already?
Yeah, I've been looking. Oh, yeah, and I'm getting responses, and, you know, I mean, believe me, I'm sending resumes out.
Yeah. It almost feels like, do you get the year over qualified too much?
Yep,
it,
either
it
that
feels like,
or their entry-level positions, they won't hire me because it's too, you know, and it's not above me, but, you know, I have too many skills, and then I'm not an executive. I'm right in the middle.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I don't know who you got coming through, but now somebody's saying that you, it helps when you sing. It changes your vibration, and it raises your vibration up. But I have this image in my head of you singing, so it's, yeah.
I love music.
So, yeah.
That's funny.
It's
really,
good for you. Yeah, it really, it starts right there in that solar, that stomach chakra there, and then it just vibrates on up, and it just changes your mood for you.
I know.
So they're telling
it
you to sing. Yeah. You know, you have some beautiful energy going on there with all of that. It's hard for me to stay on topic because I want to switch gears and go to that, but I'm going to come to bring me back over to the employment thing. I'm reminding the angels that we need employment here in this physical realm because we need to eat and put roofs over our heads. They kind of forget that. So, okay. It almost feels like you have somebody lining up in your path that's going to get you in where they work. So I don't know if this is a friend that you already know or if it's... it's somebody new that you run into and you start talking to them and, you know, you're standing in the right place at the right time, standing in Starbucks for your coffee or something, and you end up talking to this person and they like what they hear and they're going to advocate for you in their employment place and try and get you on with that. So it just feels like there's some synchronicity that's about to happen for you. I'm looking at a time frame, see if they'll give that to me. Do you have a friend that's doing that for you?
It just happened yesterday. Yep. That's so funny.
There we go. Okay. Well, that gave me chills. Did it give you chills? that feels like a good one right there. That feels like it'll go somewhere.
Has to open up, but a position has to open up first before, you know what I'm saying, something in my, what I can do.
Gotcha.
But it's a huge investment company. Isn't that funny? But you don't see a time frame at all?
Well, let's see if they'll fork one over for us. You know, it feels like something shifts there with their employment. I'm trying to see if somebody leaves. It's almost like somebody moves out of town or leaves or gets transferred or something. So something does come open. It is a timing thing, and it is. They're going to give me 6 weeks approximately, and I don't want you to get anchored in on that, okay? Because with everybody that's involved, there's a lot of free will that gets played into these things, so these are estimated times. But it does feel like that'll come together for you this summer, okay?
This summer?
So,
okay.
Yay for the person, the right place, right time thing. That'll be good. I like
this
that connection.
Yesterday.
It gave me chills. That's awesome.
Yeah, she's a nice girl, too. Really nice girl. It's a good company, too.
That would be great. Yeah, that's powerful. So just keep thanking the angels as if you already have it. Just thank you for lining that up for me. I can't wait to catch up to it, however you want to word it, you know? And hold gratitude as if it's already yours, and it sets the energy and claims the job for you, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. You can get your other callers now. Thank you for answering my question, okay?
Thank you, Sharon.
Have a nice
thank
evening.
Thank you, Sharon.
Have a nice evening.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you so much, Sharon. Well, guess what, Tracy? Guess what? Guess who is about to come on
who's
the line?
Online?
Candia. And guess what happened to her? She was in a storm.
Oh, no.
This is the universe, I tell you. Okay, I'm going to get you all three on the line, and I'm going to tell you, partly, okay, hold on, because you heard me talk about the perfect storm, and this is the universe
yes.
trying to tell me some things, too. Okay, Candia, about to have you on. We've got Tracy Mahan here and Candia Sanders, two brilliant intuitives on at once. Are you there, Candia?
I am, thank you, and thank you for being patient. I mean, it's like one of those things that it's kind of out of your control, and you do the best you can.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Poor
Candia.
Hi,
yeah.
Tracy. We've been in northern Arizona, and they just have moved over into monsoon seasons. Well, they have had 60 to 65-mile-an-hour winds, and we're camping, okay? And so the trees have been wild. The bathrooms have all been shut down because there's been no electricity. I haven't had phone. We finally said, we've got to get out of here. So we literally packed up. And I don't know if you know this, but Arizona has very little AT&T coverage. And because I've used so much off-network, AT&T has shut me down. So until I'm into an AT&T coverage network, I have no phone. So we literally packed our bags and got out of where we were, which is up in outside of Flagstaff on a really nice lake called Lake Mary. But now we are south. We're down in 100-degree heat, but I have coverage, and we're out of the storm.
So she's melting.
So that's why. When you
I'm excited
the perfect storm,
if you made it.
Susan, you were,
yes,
thank you. But the perfect storm, boy, did you dial that one correctly.
That is just amazing. Well, I'll tell you guys, at one point, I was almost ready to do readings myself, which I have not done too much on my show. You know, I usually do. And I thought, you know, is it? And so here's the deal, is the universe is basically saying, well, you certainly got the perfect storm part, right? And so it's just kind of a little reassurance for me, because I don't normally do readings on my own show. I just, you know, do things at expos and things. But I'm so thankful for Tracy being in the right place at the right time.
I am too, Tracy, you're awesome.
Candia, I'm so happy you made it onto the line. And Tracy's actually going to be on the show July 1st, isn't it? I believe
July
you're coming
1st.
On July
yeah.
1st on a Tuesday night.
And we're going to do power animals, so that'll be
yes,
fun.
Yes, yes. So stay tuned for more of Tracy on July 1st. And we're going to give her a break tonight after pinch hitting, which was
fabulous.
Just so thankful you came in.
It was my pleasure to do it. It was just kind of a fun and spontaneous thing to do.
Well, those of you who are listening in the archives to this show in the future will see all of this on the show page, because we'll make sure we we get Tracy's website up. We'll have both of you up there on the site so that people know that both of you managed to come into to one show, which is kind of cool. So wonderful
that
energy.
That is very cool.
Yes.
Very cool.
Okay. So thank you, Tracy. And so now we're going to switch gears.
All right, girls.
Yes?
Yeah,
I have a great night.
I'm handing over the baton, and I'm going to hang up the phone, you guys. I will listen to you from my laptop. Have a good night.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And thank you, callers. I got to talk to many of you already tonight, and I see you're patiently waiting on the line, and we've got some people in the chat as well. Now, as we've got about 50 minutes left in the broadcast, in the live show, and I'm just going to reintroduce Candia now that she's here. Candia is internationally recognized, and she's an energy healer as well as an intuitive, and she has been psychic since childhood, very gifted, and the author of the book Soul Rays, Discover the Vibratory Frequency of Your Soul. And she can help intuitively with many areas of your life. So those of you on the line, stay on the line. We'll get to as many calls as we can. And her website is up on the show page, CandiaSanders.com. So I'm so glad to have you here, Candia. Is there anything you want to say before taking the callers tonight?
Well, actually, yes. Thank you to you, first of all, for the invitation to be here. Second of all, for your patience and your understanding and your intuitive guidance.
You experienced a little of my panic tonight, just a little, just a slight. I left Candia a couple of messages, and they got a little more frantic. And then not too frantic, just a little bit. But
you were awesome.
We got it all worked out, so I'm so glad that you're here, and there really was a storm. Isn't that something? So.
Yes, it really was a storm. And the other thing, too, is that I want to share, you and I shared this when you were on my show, but
yes.
Is that Susan and I just had this wonderful synchronicity when we connected in the spring. We did the Body, Mind, and Spirit Expo in Portland, and we had this opportunity set next to each other. However, because we were both busy, we actually didn't get to talk much.
Mm-hmm.
But subsequently,
that's
we have
true.
Stayed in touch, and we have found that we have so much in common, and our beliefs are very much in sync. So
yes.
I just wanted to share that this is an honor to be with you tonight, and I appreciate your patience.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you here, and you have a wonderful show. Those of you, I encourage you to listen to Candia's show on the Odyssey Network. We had a wonderful time on that show a few weeks ago, and it was an honor to be on your show. So I guess we have these patient callers, so I'm going to go ahead and start bringing some of them on the line here. We have several waiting. The next one, since I did have the chance to talk to some of them, I believe this is Kita. Kita, I'm about to bring you on the line.
Hello, hi, ladies.
Kita?
Hi,
welcome
ladies.
Back.
Good evening. I had a question. I was offered a position, and I am supposed to leave for training on Saturday, and I'm supposed to be gone for 2 months. But the first leg of the training is in Turkey, and I don't necessarily feel comfortable going there. So I'm wondering if I ask the employer to redirect me to my second leg of the trip opposed to the first one, if they'd be open to doing that.
And where's the second leg of the trip?
Holland.
And you get to go there for training.
Yeah, but
what
I'm there for like 2 months.
It's
a long time.
Yeah, but what a phenomenal adventure and opportunity for you. Do you mind me asking what is the job? What's the position?
It's in PR, advertising, and marketing.
What an opportunity. Okay, my question, I always have these things, I ask questions before I totally take over, and that is, can you explain to me, because I think this is really at the root of everything, fear, right? Fear is what drives us, it holds us back, it keeps us from living our fullest potential. So what is your, and I appreciate being uncomfortable, I do, but what is your fear about Turkey?
I just don't, it's just, the unrest, the social unrest. It's, you know, there's some things that have happened, like, over the last 2 days with the insurgents in Iraq, and then they're at the border, and then they kidnap the Turkish consulate. I just
and on
don't.
And on and on.
Yeah, and I mean,
okay.
I was already a little nervous about it, but I don't want to be in a place where now things are starting to cook.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, I just have to share with you on one level. Turkey has always been one of the places that I want to go, have always wanted to go, and I'm thinking, what an incredible opportunity for you. However, with that being said, you still have a complete right to how you feel, and there are certain times when it is prudent, of course, to do what is in your best and highest good. I honestly feel that if you ended up going, there would not be any problems for you at all. I don't feel any kind of uncomfortable feelings, because I'm sure Susan gets this too, Tracy gets this too, is you have a sense that something is going to go amiss and you go, maybe you shouldn't do this. I'm not getting that. However, what I do feel for you is that you yourself will be uncomfortable even if the situation is fine, and that in itself will make you not absorb as much as you possibly could, not get out of the trip as much as you possibly could. So, of course, in my view, there is absolutely no reason for you not to be able to go forward with your new employers and ask them that if you could, you know, extend it in Holland or, you know, forgo the first half. My sense is that they are willing, just because of the political unrest, to honor and respect you. I don't feel like there would be any disagreement to that, just because all you have to do is show them a newspaper heading, and they'll go, well, okay, we can appreciate how you're feeling. Holland, of course, is Holland and fabulous and wonderful, so that would be very easy. I mean, I truly am excited for you, because this is setting the stage for an incredible adventure for you, and a wonderful new opportunity in your working world. So I'm personally quite thrilled for you.
But it's interfering with my romantic world, because now I'm away from my husband for 2 months.
Well, I can appreciate that. I appreciate that. But you know what? You both love each other to pieces. Is there any opportunity for him to come visit you?
No. No.
So the heart of it is your marriage.
No. I won't say the heart of it is the marriage. I will say when they presented it to me, I was like, oh, this is awesome. But I never was really one that wanted, like, Eastern Europe just wasn't my thing. Like, I have a really good girlfriend in Greece. I mean, I'd visit Greece, but at the time when she asked, there was some unrest there. So I was like, I don't want to be in the middle of that. So for me, it was really just the Turkey piece is kind of like, don't really have a desire to go there. I really don't want to go there. And then it's the 2 months piece away from my husband. Like, you know, if it was a month, okay. But
I don't blame you. I don't blame you, because I wouldn't want to be away from my husband for that long either. I can appreciate that. However, if you look at this again, and if you, I really invite you to talk to your new employers and explain to them that you're uncomfortable. And just focus on that. Don't bring in your family, because that you probably already know that already. But, you know, keep it straight to the business and the unrest at hand, and then go from there and talk with them in that regard and on that level. And the other piece of it, too, is that being a month away, you'll be fine, you know, in terms of if you're in Holland. And maybe there's an opportunity for him to join you at the end. Maybe you guys can put something together where something miraculous could happen in that regard. I mean, miracles can happen all the time. And it also gives you this opportunity to really dig into your relationship together and see all the ways you two can learn how to communicate while you're, you know, even if you just take that 1 month, so you can learn how to communicate. Because that's really what relationships are all about. So if you can learn every way you can reach out to each other for this opportunity, because your experiences are going to be so rich and so life-altering to be able to go over and explore, that you're going to come back a wiser, richer, you know, broader spectrum person. It's a wonderful opportunity. And that's all it is right now, is for me to help you shift that perspective and seeing the opportunity in this rather than the negative in it. Because that's really what it is. It's everything always boils down to perspective. And if you turn I'm looking at it as a spectrum a little bit so that the colors shine brightly, and looking at this as an opportunity, then you will become more excited about it.
I mean, I'm excited. It's just I leave, you know, Saturday, and then I'm not back until September. Like, that's just kind of long.
It is
so
long.
I'm excited about it. I'm not ungrateful. I'm definitely excited. I just don't want to go to Turkey, and not at all.
Awesome. And I would highly invite you to do that, like, now, because tomorrow's Wednesday and this is Saturday, and you're on that crunch.
Well, I initially talked to the recruiter, the HR person, and instead of him understanding my fears, he just tried to talk me into going. He wasn't concerned that, oh, you shouldn't watch the news and don't worry about it. It's not a big deal, and that's happening in Iraq, and just because that's there doesn't mean that's there. I'm like, yeah, but I don't know if some nut's going to feel some sort of way about something, and then I don't think it's a personal attack on me per se, but I don't need some nut or just somebody who's just very passionate about what it is that they believe and are upset at policy. And then something happens. Like, I don't need that. It's already kind of a rough place.
I appreciate that. I truly appreciate how you feel. One thing I will invite you to think about, though, not only necessarily for this, but for all things, is the more we focus on something and the more we worry about something, the more we draw it to us, and the more mm-hmm. we look at the positives, and you see everything is, okay, what's going to happen wonderful today? It happens. So even if they say you cannot get out of it, because they really want you to go, because they know that it's a safe place, then if you change your perspective and look at, wow, this is incredible, the history is so rich, look at the Greek influence, the Roman influence, et cetera, and look at it through a new lens, you're not going to draw to you any of the negative. You're not going to draw to you the terrorism. And it doesn't matter whether it's about this or anything. I invite everybody to really assess how we look at things, because we tend to worry and be fearful about things, and when we do that, we bring it to us. I mean, it's the law of attraction. It just is. So
and then
the
other piece
you focus on the positive.
Am I going to have to worry about my mother-in-law taking siege my household while I'm gone? Am I going to come back to my house being under siege because she wants her son back, and she thinks this is the perfect time to die, right? She's already starting.
No, you put the law down now. That's a hard thing, too, because it's family dynamic. But the most important thing is for you to take, you know, assertion, be the peaceful warrior, if you will, draw the line in the sand and say, first of all, this is my house, this is my husband, I know he's your son. However, this is as far as we can go on that. And it's real important that you speak to her clearly and kindly, but also in a way that's strongly enough for her to understand that this is your boundary line. And it's up to you, because your husband's not going to so much.
No, he's not.
Don't you love that? No, it's really all about you, and that's because of the dynamic between the two of you. But this is a great opportunity. Back to what I was saying earlier about communication, is this is your opportunity to learn how to speak more clearly and be very precise in what it is that you need from your husband, because he needs to stand up to his mom. At the same time, also being really very precise with how you communicate with him and with her. Great opportunity. And to communicate with your employers. So this
okay.
is what this is all about. If you look at everything that comes our way, there's always a lesson. There's always something that speaks to us. And in this, it's speaking to, we have back speaking, don't you love this, very loud and clearly, that this is all about communication for you. So when I look at you, your soul ray, you're a blue. You're all about speaking. It's one of your greatest gifts to communicate. It's one of your greatest challenges. So what an opportunity here to look at this as this incredible pot of stew, you know, that you've been given, and you've got all these ingredients that you get to work with, and you can add and, you know, make the best stew, the best pot that you can. So this is your opportunity to then, you know, draw in all the elements, which in this case is all about speaking. And I would invite you to, and I don't know how much time we have and how many other callers, but I have to let you go, but, you know, to really start singing in the shower, singing in your car, the more you learn how to communicate clearly, the easier and better your life is going to be on all levels, because that's what it really comes down to with you, is communication. And it doesn't mean that you're not communicating. You're obviously going into PR and marketing, but that's okay. You can speak really clearly on that. It's in the personal level and on the one-on-ones and with work, you've got to be really very clear and precise. Okay, those are your new catchwords. Now,
okay.
That's your tag, your mantra. And then everything will start to unfold in the way that you desire.
Okay.
So I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you calling. And just remember, you're a Blu-ray. It's all about your throat. So the more you open up your throat, the more you express through your vocal cords, the stronger and healthier you will be, too, and happier.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
What an opportunity.
That was an interesting
wow.
one. Yeah. Yeah, wow.
What an opportunity. If I had that opportunity, I would be on that plane tomorrow. And ironically, my husband is more like Kitty is. She is very uncomfortable in that kind
mm-hmm.
of environment and doesn't want to go. He said, I don't want my head on a spike. So I appreciate, you know, her fears. We all have different fears.
Yeah.
And I'm a real believer
stepping
beyond them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's true that if you listen to the news nowadays, it can really get you, you know, it really can get us immersed in fear. This is why I created this show, The Frontier Beyond Fear, because...
It's really true. I totally agree with you, and I'm so glad you did. I love your title. I have to tell you that.
It's just we have to, you know, and we don't always do it perfectly. I mean, we all encounter fears, but you have to decide... I don't know. There's a difference between discernment and fear, I guess. I mean, sometimes we have discernment about an opportunity and we have to decide and discern. And, I mean, I do this too. We all do this. So, but when it's all fear, that's not going to help us to see clearly. So,
no. And being prudent is always a smart thing.
Yeah.
It is. I was out, I told you I've been camping, and I was out 15, 17 miles in on a dirt road, and I got out there, and of course, I have no cell coverage. I'm all by myself. There's nobody out there, and then, you know, there's a camp full of guys, and, you know, it's not like I'm 20 years old anymore, but however, you still have to be smart before you do things. So, again, I think it's all about choosing, and it's not that I was fearful. I just, you know, you just go, oh, well, I don't think I need to hang out. I need to go hiking by myself.
I do a lot of hiking myself, but yet I really follow my intuition as to where I'm at, and you know, so I understand that. So, okay, well, we have our next caller who's been waiting quite patiently. Let's see here. This would be Kimberly. Kimberly, I'm about to bring you on the line at area code 256. A little slow. Here we go. Kimberly, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh,
hi,
welcome
Kimberly.
Back.
thank you. My question is about possible relocation career change, and I would just like some encouragement or some words from Spirit on that.
Okay, so I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude. You kind of cut out a little bit. I want to make sure I have this clear. Is that...
Okay.
You are interested in relocation?
Yes.
And is this something that is of the heart, or is this something more that, you know, work-related, that somebody is helping you relocate? Or is this something you're desiring?
Something I desire.
Okay. And do you already have a location as to where you want to go?
California,
okay. Well, let me just pull your energy up. Let me just check you. Oh, I love this. I love how the cycles go. Susan was sweet enough to bring up my book. It's on soul rays, and how I see people is in terms of color and their rays, and it's like a guild. It's a club, like being a Scorpio or a Cancer or Aquarian. It's a date stamp that we all sign up for on the other side. So when I look at you, like the gal before you, Kita, are both Blu-rays. It corresponds to your throat, and it corresponds to communication. But it also corresponds, in my view, to every ray corresponds to an environment, environmental element. And with the blue rays, very important to be in blue skies. So moving to California is a very positive, healthy move for you. Of course, it goes back to what Susan and I were just talking about. It's always wise to be prudent, to be, you know, smart, basically, when it gets right down to it, to having all your ducks in a row so that you're organized. I mean, I love going on a wing and a prayer. However, the other piece of it is we're still earthbound and we have to be smart and wise in our choices. I think that's what gets people sideways, you know, and they're not logical. We react so often emotionally, and that's why, you know, God and the universe gave us a brain so we could be logical as well. So my invitation to you is absolutely dream on it, think on it, and start planning on it very logically so that all your ducks in a row, so that you've got, you know, the town that you would like to be in. I don't know if you are interested in finding a job, but if you have things lined up so that everything is copacetic, and then I would say absolutely go. That's my only thing right now. I feel like it's a dream right now, and I think it's a fabulous dream, and I highly invite you to go for it because the ocean air would be very, very good for you. It's all negative ions from the ocean, and it's actually very positive for our beings, and there are so many souls that really need that ocean air. Everybody desires, you know, being on the ocean or going to a tropical island, and the reason is it's truly a very, not only aesthetic-wise, but it's also health-wise very, very important because of all the negative ions. It's really good for our emotional being, which is really good for you. So the combination of the ocean air and the blue sky is absolutely a 10 for you, maybe even a 12 for you. My only invitation to you is to be very wise in how you put it together, okay, so that when you get there, you're not out there on just a shoestring, but you're there in a way that is comfortable so that you can just sit back and say, yeah, this is what I've been dreaming about. I made it happen. And so absolutely, you know, and you can make this all fall into place. And of course we have, time is very interesting anymore because it changes, it moves, it gets squishy, it expands. It's not like it used to be. I used to be able to just dial time down. Now not so much, as you might have this as well. So my sense with you is that if you want to make this happen, if you start planning and putting everything wisely into place, you can make this happen within, you know, 6 months to a year, maybe 3 months if you were really, really on top of things. So my invitation is go for your dream. Absolutely. It feels really, really positive.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So, but you understand what I'm saying, too, about being very logical?
Yeah. I mean, I've been in places, well, I'm older. So I understand what you're saying. I'm not going to move unless I have a reason to move or if I have a job. I'm not just going to get up and move. That's not going to happen. I'm definitely going to have a plan.
Well, that's why if you put it all into place, it's perfect. You know, but
yeah.
You know, start dreaming, looking at a map, you know, putting your finger on it and saying, okay, how do I feel about this, and then explore it. Because, again, that's why – I mean, I recognize, you know, especially in the spiritual movement, we all talk about moving into our hearts. We've got to feel it. But we also were given this incredible brain to work with our hearts. So then you logically look at, you know, the everything about it, especially to cost per living, because there are definitely different places within California that are less costly that make it easier than to move, especially when you're paying for moving fees and all that. But I would invite you to go for your dream because it just feels physically, mentally, and emotionally really, really good for you.
Okay.
So you just, what you have to do is once you've moved and you found your town, you got to call Susan back and say, guess what? I'm here.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Kimberly.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Huh?
Okay. Our next caller has been waiting very patiently is Patty. And by the way, we just popped to number one in live spirituality. So, so we are getting some recognition tonight from Blog Talk Land. So Anyway,
nice.
Just in
Good
time.
For you.
Now that you're here.
Good for you.
So
we'll compliment to you, Susan. That's awesome.
Oh, well, thank you. So we are getting some more callers on the line, and I'm not even going to put out the call and number right now, just because we have so many callers. If we start seeing that diminish at all, I'll put it out again. But we have quite a queue going. So
great.
And I really feel it's a joint manifestation always, because people would love to talk to you, Candia. So our next caller is Patty. Patty's calling on Skype. So Patty, just a slight delay, and I'll bring you on here.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Patty. Thanks for waiting.
Hi, Patty.
Hi. No problem. I'm enjoying the show.
Wonderful.
My question is, I have a legal situation, and I'm wondering if you could give me a little insight how it will be, or how or when it would be resolved.
Okay. How long have you been involved in it? Is it something new? Is it something old?
It's old. When I say old, so it's been going on since March of 2013. Right.
Sorry, it kind of cut out, so it's like I'm trying to make sure I've got it all right. Okay. So, yeah, I'm with you. It's like, okay, it's now halfway into 2014, so you're looking at a little over a year. Yes, you want to move forward. Okay, let's see what the blocks are. Let's see where you are. Let me bring you up. Okay. Well, okay, when I look at you, is that... back to my soul rays, because that's my window. You are an indigo ray, which corresponds to your third eye, which is all about being the visionary. So what this, you know, there's always a lesson in all this for us. Aren't we lucky? And yours is about utilizing your intuitive skills, because as a visionary, as the intuitive person that you are, trusting your instincts is what this is all about. So as the indigo, it has to do with literally kind of jumping ahead in time, which actually most indigos have the ability to if they would just act on it. Your greatest gift to be intuitive, your greatest challenge is to pay attention to it. So what the delay in all of this has been, don't you love it, you're the center of the universe, we're all the center of the universe, this is about you listening to your intuition. So if you were to get into the habit of kind of going forward, so let's say today is, you know, we're basically the middle of June, you go forward to the first day of July and you just kind of get a sense of what it's about, or you move ahead 3 years or 10 years, whatever, just getting in the habit of doing this. Susan and I talked about this before, actually, when she was on our show. It's a really good exercise. You have the skills to do this. So what this legal matter, of course, don't we like to think it's always just one flat-sided, it's about legal stuff and what we have to deal with on the earthly plane, etc. However, when I look at things, I always see it as multi-layered, and it's very thick and dense with many possibilities. So what I see for you in this is for you to start trusting that instinct and your intuition about going forward and going, oh, that's what's going to happen. You bring it back to you. So that's why it's delaying, because if the more you start looking ahead and say, oh, it's all resolved, this is a great thing, then you can relax now, back to what I was saying with the earlier callers, is that the more we focus on the negative, the more we become anxious. The anxious then on a physical level impacts our spleen, impacts our adrenal glands, then goes into digestion, can impact blood sugar. I mean, don't we love how it works? But that's what stress does on our system. So that's what this is doing to you, is creating this added stress. And this is a grand opportunity for you to say, okay, we're going to stop, we're going to relax, I'm going to go forward, I'm going to help you in the sense to say, yes, it's going to be resolved. My sense is, time-wise, it feels like this fall. I'm getting like September, you know, it feels like it's not going to happen in July or August. I think that's because there are other things that are taking place. Summer, you know, even lawyers, you know, go on vacations, right? So you have to look at all the factors involved, but my sense with you is this is all about you trusting your instincts, and the more you trust, the more you relax, everything resolves. Does that make sense?
Sort of. So are you saying that I should visualize the outcome
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because the more we see it positively and feel it, you can't just think it, because willpower is one thing, but feeling it and just trusting that the universe is on your side, then it is. That's the best part. It is. So this is about you coming back to the present, recognizing that it will resolve, and it's just a matter, in the scheme of things, it's a short amount of time, even though you're anxious and you're waiting and you want to get it resolved now, is that a couple months out is not going to change things. So the more you relax now and trust that it's going to be okay, because that's what our lessons are really ultimately all about. You know, they always come back to trust, love, trust, honesty, truth. That's really what our lessons are. They become more convoluted and complicated because we allow them to be, because, you know, Earth does that. But the more you just get back into that, I know this sounds so basic and, you know, almost too simplistic, but we get back into that vibration of feeling the goodness around us, the kindness, the love in it, and you just send all the parties involved love. It's amazing what happens. The turnaround, since attorneys on both sides, you know, all the players that you're involved in, send them love and watch how the outcome then resolves itself. One, not only more quickly, but also in a more positive vein for everybody involved. Because that's the ultimate goal, is to have it copacetic for everybody, no matter what. No matter what.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I get it. Yeah, I guess I'm having a little easier said than done, especially when I've been the one who's always compromised and it's never been returned, so it's hard to think about doing more.
Well, that's just, you don't have to do anything. That's the best part. You don't have to compromise at all. All you have to do is allow the universe to send everybody love. You just send them love, and you just ask the universe to do it, and you let it go. You don't have to compromise anything. You just have to think good thoughts about what else is immediate in your life. It's a gorgeous day today. It's almost summertime. Isn't this fabulous? Maybe I should plan a picnic, you know, take a walk in the park. It's bringing it back into being in the joyful moments that then helps the outcome on everything else. It's bringing it back to the here and now, bringing it back to the present. I know it sounds, you know, difficult, but the more each one of us does that, we change the world. We really do. We all hold hands. So, in essence, I'm going to have Susan hold your hand. I'm going to have Tracy out there, you know, hold your hand. I'm going to hold your hand. We're all going to support you on this so that it's learning, of course, to be strong, to be the peaceful warrior, but let the universe take care of the negativity. It just does. It's amazing. I mean, all of us have had challenges with different people in our lives, but the more that I step into it from my own experiences, into sending those challenges in my life love, the results show up in my face almost immediately as positive. It's remarkable. And it's like, wow, you did it to me again. It's that simple. Okay. I just want to forward that, you know, as a great example. Just send them love and then just go about your day. Just send them love. You don't have to think about anything else, and you don't have to worry about compromising. You just stand in that frequency, and it really does come out in a very good way.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I appreciate the advice. I definitely will give it a try. Nothing else seems to have gone well, so I have nothing to lose.
You have nothing to lose, and I really do feel it will resolve, because you have a great determination about you. You also you can be very disciplined when given the opportunity. So this is your opportunity to be disciplined, because it takes mindfulness to do this. It's easy for us to all go back into our old patterns. The more you're disciplined in our mindfulness of being in the moment and being positive and sending love to our challenges, all of a sudden your life becomes easier. It really is miraculous. I can't even begin to, I could go off on and on and on about example after example, but I don't have the time. So just, you know, there's another opportunity for you when it's all resolved, call Susan and say, guess what? I've been focusing on this and magic happened.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling. Thanks, Patty. Okay, we're going to see if we can get a few of these callers in that
We have several on the line, but some of them had come on earlier, so we're going to see if we can maybe get a few more in.
Okay, and I will speed it up.
Yeah, maybe we can kind of work through these fairly quickly, because that way we can get the ones that they've been really patient.
You got it.
And a couple are in the chat, too, communicating,
okay,
which is always nice, and I appreciate that. Okay, the next caller on the line is Eric at area code 703. So, Eric, you're about to come on the line. Hello, Eric.
Hello, hello, hello. Good evening, ladies.
Welcome back.
Good evening, Eric.
Kansas, yes, I have another turkey-related question.
Okay. I love turkey. That's awesome.
Lady that I'm thinking about, her name is Sarah, and I'm in communication with her. She was actually in Turkey just a few days ago, but she's very interested in me. However, she is in a relationship.
And oh, that's always fun.
What do you see coming out of that? Because it's a committed relationship that she's in, but she keeps telling me that she really feels strongly for me. So what is going to be the end result from all this? I mean, I certainly have strong feelings for her too, but what do you see coming out of all this?
Well, initially, it's going to get very complicated if you two decide to go forward with this, and I have no judgment either way. I want you to know that because,
right,
you know, souls are connected. That's all there is to it. And sometimes, you know, we can be in situations that we need to remove ourselves from. So my sense is right off the bat, though, there will be some complication. I see tears involved, you know, because of we think one thing, but don't necessarily think it through in terms of all the consequences that are required and all the things that are going to, especially on her end, yours is much less complicated. Hers is more complicated. So in essence, it's really going to come, it's all going to come down to them and how they handle this and how she, if she literally follows through and says, okay, because it's the bottom line, when I feel it, she wants your guarantee that she, that you will be there for her if she leaves this relationship, that she needs that from you to be able to leave. And the word I'm hearing is escape too, because there's a part of going, I want to escape this. Be prepared, though. This is nothing negative towards her. This is just life and complications, that there will be, you know, some baggage involved if she chooses to do this. My sense is it's going to get a little bit thick, you know, thick energy, thick air, you know, in terms of if she really follows through on this, because there are many different factors involved, not only her partner but also her family involved. So, you know.
Yeah.
And then if she does come through and you go forward, again, there will be baggage. So as long as you know that you're going to be unloading a lot of suitcases, emotional suitcases, and you're prepared for that, okay, you know. This depends on where you are, too, because, you know, it just depends on how complicated you want it, really. Because
and
the other interesting piece of this, she's the one who has to make all the choices and decisions, you know, in terms of making it happen. But in truth, when it gets down to the bottom line, this is about you following your heart and doing what you feel is in your best interest. Nothing against her, but you're the one who makes all the decisions on this one. That's really what it gets down to. So how you feel comfortable with that. So, I mean, you're right. You know, what's going to happen? I can feel a lot of maelstrom, a lot of storm involved. And, again, it's going to be up to you right now, to be perfectly honest with you. It's like it hasn't been decided. You guys haven't made that final choice. You're in this sense of probability right now, because the one probability is you stay where you are. In essence, she stays where she is and you move forward and move into another relationship. And then you always dream about this woman that you never could have in one of those. You know, don't we love what humans do? But my sense is, you know, because this is, it gets very complicated, is that you've got to follow your heart and do what is absolutely right in your best and highest good. bottom line.
Right, because I do feel that she's a little indecisive of the situation is, and she's...
Yeah, and you're asking a lot for her to leave a marriage.
She,
it gets very complicated.
Right, she's going back and forth, meaning she's kind of, you know, she feels bad, and then she wants to go back to be good to her husband and all that, which is absolutely normal. And
right.
But then
and
she bounces back to me, and
right.
I mean, just you know, this is just basically conversation over.
Right.
But it's I don't feel it's stable. I don't feel the decision.
It's not.
Is
That's what
stable.
I'm saying. It's very convoluted. It's very thick air. And actually, my best, highest good, you know, advice to you, honestly, is for you to say, "This is fabulous." When you leave your husband and you decide you're going to file for divorce, come talk to me. But in the meantime, she's got to work it out because it's taking you down a path that you don't really necessarily need to go to because it's very convoluted. There's just lots of stuff. She's got to be clear with what she needs and what she wants first. So, again, it's all about you making the best decision in your highest and best good. And right now, keeping it separate feels the best because, again, it's very convoluted. And then if that happens, fantastic, wonderful. But it's not your place to push it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that is my best invitation to you. And with that, Eric, I really appreciate it, but I think we probably have to get to a few more people.
Thank you so much, ladies.
Yes,
take care.
You're
take
welcome.
Care, everybody.
Thanks for calling in. Thanks.
Okay, appreciate it.
Yeah, well, thanks for calling. Okay. All right, the next caller is actually in the chat room, very patient caller. Sue is about to come on the line at area code 203.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, thank
Welcome.
You so much. Thank you. I was looking at your site. You communicate with animals as well, is that right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Would you be interested in contacting one of my dogs that passed?
Okay, what's his name?
His name is Bo.
Bo. And what type of dog and when did he pass?
He's a black and tan coon hound. I've rescued coon hounds for 18 years, and he passed in 2010, and I wonder if he sent the dog that I have now that was going to be put down for fear aggression.
Okay. And how old was he when he died? Did he live a long life?
I think he was around 16. Sure. He went through horrific abuse before I rescued him.
And what's the dog now that's with you?
The one I have now is, his name is Chance. He's a hound mix. And he was also mistreated. But this one decided to get an attitude about it, which is called fear aggression. And
okay, let's bring these in. Well, I absolutely feel you are spot on because Bo, when I look at animals, they move into what I call the collective, the animal collective. And yet when they are, in essence, kind of summoned back, their energy can then transcend that and then communicate my sense with Bo. I know that sounds very complicated, but I'm going to speak really quickly so we can get as much in, is that Bo kind of steps out of, imagine a big puppy pool where all these puppies are just playing and having fun, and then one kind of comes over and circles your feet. That's kind of how I'm feeling Bo, that he comes out, and I do feel that he did help guide you and Chance together so that he would have that chance, that opportunity to have what he did. My sense, too, is that Bo kind of hangs out. Now, what's very interesting, animals come back to us. You know, their energies can be reborn again multiple times through this, you know, in different forms, in different, you know, it could be a cat or dog, but it can be the same energy, and they can be your partners again, your companions. And my sense is that rather than being a part of Chance, that he kind of sits in almost like a dog angel, if you will. It's not really how it is, but you know, we like pictures. And so my sense is that he has helped, you know, connect the two of you. Bo is quite happy, to be honest with you. However, at the same time I'm saying that if you ever chose to have him come again, all you have to do is send out that message to him, and he would return in another body. He hasn't done that yet with you, but he would be happy to come back and join you again. And, you know, whichever that, or however that translates, whether you want to rescue another dog, rescue a puppy, whatever, you will get him and you will know him by his eyes. Trust me on that. So he's quite happy. He was grateful that he lived as long as he did. He's very gentle, and yet he has a very strong, the word I'm hearing, ironically, is fierce, but it's not mean. He's just strong. He's just, you know, a kingly, like a man who is a king is very fierce. You know, they're strong, they're powerful. They know their boundaries. They know what they can do, and that's what I'm sensing, that his contribution to Chance will be is to teach him how to not be, because what happens with Chance is reacting a lot. He's reacting off of old patterns rather than what's happening right now. Dogs do the same thing that people do, but because it gets stuck in their little brains where it goes over and over and over again. So it's all about repetition with him. The more you help, you know, repeat, whether it's love or even, you know, kind discipline, will help him move past that and get him up and over the barrier. But you were spot on. Bo brought you together. He thinks you're amazing and wonderful. And again, when you choose, he will come back to you.
Okay. He was my breath. Thank you for all that you say. And do you, my living situation wouldn't allow it now, but do you see in the future I'd be able to have more dogs?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
You mean in terms of where you live right now, or that you can have multiple dogs at one time, or that a succession of dogs?
At one time. I'd like to have more than one. I'd like to have space, country. I'm in a pretty hostile environment.
Oh, absolutely. And that goes back to, if you've been listening, is the more you start feeling it, dreaming it, but we have to be logical too. You know, you have to feel it, make it happen, be very emotional, but at the same time be very logical about creating the steps to make that happen. And if
okay.
it is your desire, you can do this. Absolutely. And I
okay.
see you, you know, with a handful of dogs.
Great. Terrific. Oh, thank you so much. This was lovely.
You're welcome.
And
you're
Chance bounded in the room halfway through the conversation. So
of course he did. He knows.
Guess
he's
who
awesome.
Showed up? Guess who showed up outside my door during the conversation and was grunting outside the door?
Yeah.
My
no,
dog.
Thank you. Thanks so much. This was fun and very touching for me.
Thank you.
You
gave me goosebumps when you said that.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
I did.
It's
probably still 85 here, and she just gave me goosebumps when she said that. That's
uh-huh. Awesome. Uh-huh. Now, I will tell you, Candy, we're coming to the end of the live show. We can hold it over a little bit in the overtime if you'd like, or not.
I'm happy. I'm totally happy. I'm just so grateful
okay.
that people have
well,
been patient because of the
well,
storm
then,
and
you
all
know,
of
maybe,
that.
Maybe we'll catch the ones that we are at least able to talk to earlier, but I will say something to the live audience before they go away. First of all, if you want to keep listening to the show, it's really easy, live audience, if you're listening online, because this is a teleconference too. If you call right now into 310-807-5104, you can listen to Overtime live. And so I invite you to do that. Those of you who are leaving us, I want to remind you that CandiaSanders.com is the website for our guest tonight. And you can hear the overtime by listening to the podcast as well after we're done. And that our next show is this Friday, June 20th. It's a summer solstice special with one of the top summer solstice experts in the world. Sonia Grace is going to be back with us. We've been so fortunate to have her on each equinox and solstice lately. And she's been on Gaiam TV and Coast to Coast AM multiple times. She was recently on George Norrie's birthday special. special, and so and she was also at the Body Mind Spirit Expo that Candy and I were at. So join us Friday at noon Pacific for Sonia Grace. Okay, well,
nice.
Thank you, live audience. We appreciate you. And now we're talking to those who managed who are still on the line. We still have quite a few people on the teleconference, and you guys just stay on the line. You'll be able to hear the show just fine. I'm keeping the chat room up as long as they'll let it stay up. They do bring it down eventually. But we can continue for a little while with a couple more calls, those who I did talk to at the beginning. I know you've been very patient. So are you still with me, Candia?
I sure am. Again,
okay.
I'm grateful for everybody being patient through this storm.
Well,
I love
it was
that.
A perfect storm. I still can't. Song earlier, The Perfect Storm, you know, and it was just, there's a song that comes on the radio, and it just flagged it for me, which is kind of funny. But, you know, it all works out. It works out beautifully. So it looks like it did clear the chat room, I'm afraid, so I'm going to bring that down. But I know many of you are still on the line, including a couple who are in the chat. So here is a very patient caller at area code 613. I talked to you right at the beginning of the show. Shauna, I'm about to bring you on the line. Here we go. Hello, Shauna.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi,
welcome back.
Hello?
I should say you've been very patient. Are you there?
Hello?
Shauna?
Hello?
Uh-oh. Can you hear
Hello?
Me, Candia?
Hi.
I can hear both of you.
Okay, I can hear you now.
Okay,
my
good.
my name is Donna.
Oh, Donna. Okay.
Yes.
I didn't get your name right. Okay.
Yes.
Well, welcome, Donna.
Thank you. I'm going to ask about a man named Cam. I'm just wondering if you see him and I reconciling at any point in the future.
Okay. How long has it been since you guys have communicated?
Since we haven't spoken?
Right.
So far it's been about 5 days or so.
Okay. So not long. Okay. Let's just bring you guys up and let's see what's going on. Okay. Okay. This is just, I'm going to be quiet for just a second because I'm bringing your energies up. Of course. Okay. Now, what I just did was I brought you in to, you know, my sphere, and I look at your rays because that goes back to how I look at people. First and foremost is through their soul ray. And what's interesting is that you are an indigo and Cam is blue. Okay, what does that mean? That means, again, you're the visionary. You are here. No, it's no surprise that you have taken the time to call in to a spiritually formatted radio show. Not at all. That's who you are. With Cam, Cam is blue. Blue is all about communication, greatest gift, greatest challenge. So right now you're dealing with his challenge, right? It's his communication skills. And
mm-hmm.
you want to get it resolved. You want to take care of it. You want to sit down and talk about it. And he's, on the other hand, he has to do the machinations. He has to think on it. He has to chew on it. He has to sit in his cave for a little bit and really work through what's up, and then he just kind of puts it aside and goes on about his life, and then he brings it in and lets it gnaw in a little bit. My feeling is, back to what I, if you've been listening tonight, I am a real believer in this, is sending people, animals, the world, the stars, you name it, love, because that's what starts to change things. So, and I'll help you do it right now. I've got Cam, and I'm just going to wrap him up with love and light, wrap you up with love and light, so that in essence you have that ability to come back and reconcile and communicate again. Now, it may not necessarily be in the format that you want it, but it, the way I look at it is if you can get to a place where whatever the situation was becomes neutral, then you're in a great place. So by sending someone love, you have that opportunity to make that shift and to make that change. So, again, the more you get in the habit, like tonight when you go to sleep, close your eyes, send him love. And you wake up in the morning, and then let the universe take care of it. You just go about your day, because that's what is needed to make the the resolution and the reconciling between the two of you possible is for our swords to come down, basically, you know, for the angers to dissipate, because underneath the angers are always hurt. And sometimes those hurts are really, when it gets down to it, triggered from older memories that are similar in shape and pattern. And so that person then, because my sense is this situation just that just happened was much bigger in his eyes than in your eyes, because you're going, okay. And so, but his is based off of old patterns. And so you just have to send him love and light to help him recognize that what was going on between the two of you, and I do see it kind of heated, no two ways around it, is that you can move beyond the old things and focus on what happened just now rather than, because so many of us don't recognize that every time we react, it's really based on other things. It's not really necessarily involved with, like with you, you know, not to say that you guys were playing off each other because you were. However, my feeling is that you do this, your outcome is going to be very good, you know, that you will be able to communicate again. And maybe, again, just trust the universe is going to deliver the best and final outcome, no matter what that is, because, again, my sense is it may not be exactly the way that you would desire it, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's not a good outcome. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So do you think that he will step forward and communicate with me again? And do you have any timing on that?
You mean, meaning if he's going to be the one who does it first?
Yeah, and just do you see us in communication again and it being good and us resuming a friendship or interaction?
Yeah, I really do feel that you have that ability. You're not going to throw away your friendship because your friendship has been good and it's been strong. So I don't see that going away. He's just having to reconcile within himself what all, you know, happened, you know, the anger, the words, you know, the disagreement of the situation. So it may be, though, that you have to be the one that steps forward and, you know, sends out the white flag, sends them a card, sends them something that, you know, of importance to him. You know, bake him an apple pie. You see what I'm saying? It could end up being you doing the white flag. And that's, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, we say, well, he needs to do it. He did it. He's the one who started it. Well, you know what? The way I look at it, it's the end result is what really matters. And so if you were to act on this, yes, you guys can have this, you know, resolved in a short amount of time. Well, again, it's up to you guys. I mean, you could do this, and you could have this resolved within a week or two. It could take a month.
Do you see him and I having, like, a relationship at any point, like a romantic relationship?
That's what I was talking about earlier. What your desire what might actually transpire might be two different things. I think right now it's feeling like your opportunity will be friendship, and that friendship could eventually evolve in there, but at this particular moment, I don't necessarily, I hate to say, you know,
but,
one way or
okay.
another,
but
I'd rather tell you the
idea
truth, and my sense is that, yes,
again?
You can reconcile, you can get your friendship, but I don't necessarily see it evolving into that romantic liaison that you hope, that's what I'm saying. You can reconcile it, but it may not be at the level that you desire.
Do you think
doesn't mean you can't be friends. It just may not be that you will be intimate, you know, husband-wife type of thing.
Do you think he and I will reconcile over the summer? I mean, I don't know. I just don't know if it'll take time.
It will take a little bit of time, yes, it does. But, again, the more you just send out nice little messages of hope, that's what's going to open up his heart, because that's what it all is. All relationships are all about the heart. So the more you take the time to do that, the better. Absolutely, I'm a believer in that. No reason to stay on a high horse and say, I don't need to do that. I'm of the other persuasion. I'm the one who always believes in sending out love no matter what.
Well,
and some of that love can be in little gifts.
The way he's talked is like he doesn't want to talk to me, so I just don't know if that'll change or if it'll be like months before we'll reconcile.
Well, it could take some time. I mean, the soonest would be July. You know?
Early
like I said, he's in his man cave. Well, July is a good safe number, a good safe time, you know. But a bottom line, when you get into specific dates, the truth is we have free will. Everybody has free will. You could make it happen, but he could walk away, and there it goes. So my feeling is you guys could create this. You've got to make the effort. And like I said, we're going to send Cam lots of love right now and, you know, hope to, you know, open up his heart towards this. But again, you've got to let go of that end result because, I mean, not of reconciliation, but I think of the love interest. I just don't want to be, you know, cold, but it just doesn't feel like it's going that direction.
Ever or just right at this time?
It doesn't feel like ever. I hate to say that. And I'd love to be wrong because that's what you desire. I'd love to be wrong. So you can call me up and say, Candy, you're all wet. We're married now. That would be fabulous. I love being wrong on stuff like this.
Is that because this person doesn't, like, have feelings for me kind of thing, or?
Well, he cares. I mean, obviously, when somebody gets into a fight, it's usually because there's some emotional connection, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you don't fight if it's somebody you don't care about. You walk away. It means nothing, right? But we fight with those we love. Why that is, I'm not sure, but it's crazy human emotions. So, I like I said, my invitation to you is think about sending little gifts of time, a card, sending him love, and then going back into, you know, appreciating each day.
Could I just ask, like, why don't you see, like a romance? Is it just because he's not interested in me that way, or you sense that he's...
You know, it's more of a sense that I just don't see it evolving that direction in the long run. I mean, there's so many factors involved. You know, it could be, you know, a move gets in the way, a job career gets in the way, you know, basic chemistry. There are multitudes of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And women, we are such romantics. We want it all to be romantic and wonderful, and we obsess about different people, when in truth, it's never going to happen because men don't think that way. They just don't. Their brains don't work the same way as ours do. They just don't. I would love to say that they do, but they don't. He doesn't look at the relationship in the same way that you do. Not to say that he doesn't care. It's just that he's a man, and it's just because the brains work differently. Not that they don't get into relationships and they don't have the ability to be romantic. They just think differently. They act differently. Thank God we love them for that. So the thing is, my invitation to you is to kind of just send him love and let go of that that expectation and let the universe do what it's supposed to do, because in the big picture, it's always for your best and highest good. I know that's complicated, but it's just kind of how it works.
I love that, man.
I know you do. I know you do. And he knows it too, but I just, you know, and maybe, like I said, call us back and tell me I'm all wet. I would love to be wrong. Okay? Just send him love. So I appreciate you calling
thank
in,
you.
And I wish I could tell you otherwise, but I'd rather tell you the truth than so that you can move on with your life, too.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you for calling so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank
Relationships
you.
Relationships are very interesting, and we all
are.
Oh,
are they
way.
Ever? No, was that ever the truth?
Well, and
it is a complicated area.
It is. It really is. I mean, I love my husband that I'm with today. But, you know, on a certain level, I'm sure he'd love to still be with his first wife and be with my... You want it to all work out. We all want it to be blissful and romantic. Life gets in the way.
Yes. No, it can be complicated. And, you know, I'm personally divorced, so...
Yeah,
so,
it's complicated, isn't it?
And I haven't remarried, so I definitely can relate to any kind of relationship question.
Yeah, not easy.
Yeah, it can be complicated. So, all right, well, I'm thinking that if we can, there are two additional callers who have just waited through the entire show, and one
okay,
was
good.
In the chat very patiently. So I'm going to see if we can take these two callers, and then probably after that, I mean, unless you want to keep going, but we
well, it'll keep propagating. I mean, total on the line right now. Well, we don't have, actually, now it's not showing me. That's interesting. Okay. Are you still there, Candia?
Yep.
Oh, good. Okay, the switchboard did something unusual. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and bring this call on while it's here. Area code 202, Tierra, I believe. It's either Tierra, I think it's Tierra. I'm about to bring you on the line. Hello, Tierra, are you there?
Hello, ladies. Thank you for taking my call.
My
Thank
goodness,
you.
You've been patient. Thank you for being so patient.
You're welcome, no problem.
So what's your
well,
question?
I was calling tonight because I wanted to ask a question about my love life, relationship-wise. You know, I've been single going on 4 years, and I just got back into the swing of dating. And I've been meeting guys, but none of them, you know, are really holding my interest. So I just wanted to know if you see me getting into a meaningful relationship of substance anytime soon.
Great question. You know, when it gets down to it, I think, you know, it's interesting because, and I'm sure, Susan, you're the same way, where
mm-hmm.
number one for all of us, when our questions are usually about our relationships, because that's always most
True.
Important. We've got career, we've got, you know, our health, we've got, you know, our soul purpose. When it gets right down to it, it's always relationships because we want that love connection. So when I look at you, and did we pronounce your name right? Is it Tierra?
Yes, it's Tierra.
Okay, what a great name, by the way. When
Thank
I
you.
Look at you, back to, again, how I look at somebody, it doesn't matter. I'm not an astrologer. It does help me when I, you know, I find out somebody's astrological sign. Kind of gives me a date stamp in terms of the stars and all that. But when I look at you, I look at your soul ray, and your soul ray is green. Your soul ray corresponds to your heart, your thymus gland, your immune system, your circulatory system, your lungs. And, of course, it's about being in green in the environment, being outside, what's really healthy for you, which will, don't worry, I'll get to relationships because this is all important, is to be outside, connect with the earth, eat lots of green foods, maybe your least favorite food, and yet it's probably your best nutritious food are green foods, just so you know. So your greatest gift in life is to give from your heart and be involved in relationships, and it's also your greatest challenge. You just said you've been single for 40 years and you want to get back out there and date. Is somebody going to come your direction? Absolutely. The key, though, with that is for you to start visualizing. I'm a real believer in making things happen, but we all need, and it's for you to stand literally every day in the center of this beautiful green light. Yours happens to be a little bit lighter. It's like a spring grass color, you know, it's that bright, fresh green. It's not the darker green of later summer. It's that bright spring green. And visualize this light all around you every day, because when you're in your light, you're connected to your oversoul, connected to source or God, whatever you want to call the, you know, the spiritual essence of the universe. And it gives you that opportunity to see your life story, your path. And so when you're doing that, when you're in your light, you then come from a place of love and you're opening up your heart to a relationship. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not discerning about different men that come in to your life and that you don't want, you know, a certain type of person. In fact, if you haven't already, I highly invite you to write down every little nuance that you would like to have in a partner. That he's truthful, he's honest, he's funny, you know, he's healthy, he's, you know, reliable, trustworthy, on and on and on. Write them all down. And then put it on the door of your bathroom cabinet, something that you're going to open and look at every day, so it becomes part of your conscious thinking. For us to change habits, it takes 28 days. So for you to start getting in the habit of looking at that and just saying, that's what I want, and just expecting that to arrive within a person, magically happens. I swear I've done it in my life, and it happens miraculously. I mean, even down to must love cats. Or must love dogs. I mean, everything that is important to you, if you put that onto into that list, and then you start walking from that perspective coming from your heart, you're going to have men dripping, actually, because everybody's going to want you in their life because you have this very strong, independent nature, which is very appealing, very attractive. You just want somebody to be of that same nature so that you don't have to necessarily take care of them. You want a partner. So you want to put that into that design of who it is that you want into your life. And you come from a place of empowerment rather than desperately seeking, which I don't believe you are, but that's kind of a human trait that we do. It will change, and again, you become the magnet. Start seeing yourself as a magnet. So do I see someone coming into your life? Absolutely. In fact, this is really fun. I want you to call us in or call back to Susan and say, guess what? I found this man. He is absolutely delightful. I am so excited, and we are going to go travel, and we're going to do this, and we're going to da-da-da-da. And my sense is you start thinking about this, literally, seeing yourself surrounded every day in your green light, glowing long roots into the earth, seeing yourself immersed in, again, this powerful, loving, green energy connected to Source. And then when you go out and you're looking at different people in your life, you're coming from your heart rather than your head, and you're opening up to your heart energy, you're going to have men coming to you going, wow, I didn't even, I never thought this possible. Because, again, 40 years, obviously you're not in your 20s anymore, right? And so you don't believe that as we get older, how old are you, I'm sorry?
32.
32?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I thought you said you'd been single for 40 years. I'm sorry.
I thought she said that too.
No, I've been single for 4 years.
Oh, isn't that funny? We both heard that.
I did.
Isn't that wild?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. Point is, for you to stand in your green light, you're going to recognize that men are going to find you just absolutely radiant because you're coming from your heart, okay? So
okay.
I really do see you calling Susan and saying, guess what? So, but the key is be discerning, be smart. Don't be, I'm telling you what to do, but don't be desperate, and then watch how then, and be very clear with what you want and need in your relationship, okay?
Okay. Now, can you tell me, when did you see me dating this guy? Do you know that?
Well, it's going to be up to you. If you decide you want to date until next, December, there's nothing I can say about that. But my sense is, again, it feels like fall for you. Meaning that doesn't mean that you don't get out there and you meet new people, but fall is when it feels like things start connecting.
Yeah, because I've been doing this online dating, and I thought that with me going to online dating that my options were opened up, but it's like I just meet the same type of guy and nothing serious is coming out of it. I meet a lot of guys.
Yeah,
I'm not having a problem with meeting guys, but it's just that finding something with substance, it's like
that's why I
ask the guys just want
to
have sex.
Right. They all want to have sex, and then they want to go on. So the key is write down everything that you want and be very, very, very clear about it. And you know what? They do show up. They do show up. This happened yesterday for my son. And I've just been telling him the same thing I'm telling you, is you have to be clear and truly be yourself. Do not be anything but who you are.
Okay, now when I first became single, I did that. I wrote down a long list. I had about a scroll of pages of what it is that I was looking for specifically in a guy. And I think that because I was so specific, it's like the universe is really trying to bring me close to the guy. So it's like it's taking a long time. So I keep my faith up, I keep my hopes up high that I will meet somebody because I've had dreams about it too.
It's all about universal timing, too, because we think it's in our timing, but in truth, it's always in the universal timing or God's timing, however you want to put it. So even though you may want it and desire it, it may take that time to get the right one, and it's always worth it. And the other big piece in this is that all of this time that you've been single, you have grown to be more independent. You have grown to be more clear and sure and confident of who you are, which makes
exactly.
you a better catch, so that you are the person that you would fall in love with, because that's what our you know, when it gets down to it, we need to be the ones that we would fall in love with. If I were a guy, would I fall in love with me? Okay, so you have to make yourself that. So that's what this time has been for you. So that's my invitation, is keep developing you and being all the wonderful things that you are capable of, and the right man will come into your world. No question about it. I don't doubt it for a second.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, ladies, for taking my call. Peace and blessings.
Oh,
thank you
so much,
Kiera.
Yes,
I love
your name.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, well, we have
isn't
one
that funny?
Person.
Goldberg is the same way.
Oh, wait, hold on. We haven't quite gotten. There we go. A little slow. Okay. Now we have someone who was in the chat very patiently and is so wanting to get on, and was Texas in the chat. And then that'll bring us probably to the top of the hour. And so
okay.
that'll probably be the last call that we'll take tonight, I think, just because.
Okay.
And so at area code 210, I know you were Texas in the chat. I know I'm about to bring you on the line. Hello.
Hello, this is Pearl from Texas.
That's it. Hello, Pearl. Welcome, finally.
I thank you so much for taking my call. Hello, hello. It's fun listening to your reads, Candia.
Thank you.
And being on your show. But I finished my. Thank you. I finished my last project for class on Monday, so I was wondering where you saw my career going now.
I'm sorry. What kind of class it cut out? I apologize.
I finished my last class on Monday, so I was wondering
class.
Where you saw my career going now.
What did you? What was your class in?
Interior design.
Oh, how much fun is that?
Very.
Okay. Oh, that's awesome. So interior design and, okay, your desire, of course, is that you're very creative. Let me just look at you, too.
Where am I going next?
You spoil? Oh, hold on a second. I've just got to look at you again. You're being evasive for just a second. Okay, there you are. Okay, good. I just want to get your soul ray totally dialed in. So you're a green ray with an indigo halo, which means that you're a heart-centered, relationship-driven, earth-centered girl. And the indigo is your visionary spiritual aspect of who you are as well. So what that does is it draws, you know, by being balanced between your heart and your head, gives you that ability to be an incredibly creative, charismatic and communicative person. You know, you put all those together. So with your creative career ahead of you, it's, of course, when I'm looking at you, it's funny, as I get this whole palette of paint in front of me, so I see that you're very, very, intermingling with colors and fabrics and design. My invitation to you is that you know exactly specifically what it is that you like to focus on. You know, some people are, you know, all about design in terms of furniture and or what's that called when staging, or other people are all about paint and light fixtures and, you know, fabrics. My invitation to you is to get very, very specific, because this is a side actually that I do as well as interior design work, is to be very, very specific in what your niche is, so that you become the go-to girl. You are the expert in that field. So the more you focus on, we'll just say fabrics right now, or it could be paints, or it could be whatever, is that you learn every nuance in that. I know you just finished class, but I want you to become the absolute expert. And for you to get there is, you know, the website, the Twitter, the Pinterest, the LinkedIn, all of that. If you don't have it going, make it happen, you know, because that's really where it is. Get your name out there so that then you know, you're already prepared to then be involved with a design business so that they say, oh, wow, she's taken the initiative to make all of this happen. That's fabulous because that will mold and meld into our business. You have the abilities and very strong creative interest to make it happen. The challenge with you as the artist, we can get caught up in the artwork instead of the business aspect. So the key is going to be getting very disciplined and very organized with what it is that you need to get done in a day, a week, a month, so that you are, whether you're getting your resume out there to getting your website up to whether you're getting Pinterest going, putting it all together, that is going to be your, not only is it going to be creative and fun if you haven't done it already, but it's also going to get you out there because, again, you want to shine. And the more you are good at, again, being the expert in a particular realm, the more you are going to be the girl. So do I see that you have a good career ahead of you? Yes. What I do see, though, and this is, again, the greatest gifts, greatest challenge, is the more we're aware of our challenges, the more we can act on them. For example, I'll use me as an example. My tendency would be to procrastinate. You know, I'll procrastinate. I'll come up with something else that I'd rather do than sit at my computer. I don't like sitting at my computer. But I have found that it really works when I do. So I have become more disciplined. So it's a matter of understanding what your weaknesses are so that you can then focus on working through those so that you can be the best of what you can be when you're doing what you're doing, okay? And that's what's going to set you apart because that's where I see your little challenges is staying on top of that and believing enough in yourself to make it happen because you're very creative. That is not the issue. Your talent is very strong. It's just taking you to that next step so that you shine. I want you to shine. You know, use those gifts. Now, the key with anything is we all have to be, in essence, patient. You know, we don't become a star overnight. It takes time and dedication and connections and believing in ourselves. But do I see that within 3 years, 5 years, your career is totally on your path? Absolutely. Absolutely. But the key is right now is taking those steps to make it happen. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, I thought I wanted to do commercial work, and then I did, you know, a mock commercial job, and it was really big, and it kind of, it was overwhelming yet challenging, and I learned a lot from it, but I don't know if I want to do commercial work anymore, and I didn't really want to do residential.
Yeah, that's what I see you doing. I see you, because you know why? Because when it gets down to it, you are very personable. You love the interaction with people. When you're doing a commercial work, you talk to a person, and you have to go in and make it happen. I know, that's what we do. In our business, my husband's business, commercial work, I totally get that. With you, though, you're a touchy-feely kind of girl. You want to be able to touch the fabrics. You want to go talk to the customer and really kind of schmooze them and fill out what they want. And that is the direction I would definitely, definitely send you. At the same time, I really want you to focus in on your specialty and being very disciplined with that. Because that's the part that I'm feeling is to get you to that point and so that we get your name out there. You know, because, again, when it comes to the individualized work, you know, the residential work, you're going to have a bit more competition. But that doesn't mean competition makes us better. You know, it makes us hone in on who we are. And you're very creative. Not an issue. It's just getting very disciplined and then following through with the residential work. You know, even if you were to apply at, you know, as a side, you know, like one of the construction marts where they have the residential people come in and you become an expert within that area because of your background, just to get your foot out there and get connected to the customers. Go and talk to all the construction people and say, hey, you're building houses. Can I be your go-to girl?
Okay.
Make it happen.
I had an internship.
Because it's not
going
to come to you. You've got to make it happen.
Okay. I had an internship with a lady here, and I like her a lot. And I wondered if you thought she might be hiring me.
As a full-time person? Or is this for a particular job?
As a full-time person.
Yeah, she definitely likes your skills. And then the more you make yourself invaluable to her, she's going to go, okay, so pretty awesome. Let's see what we can do. And, again, the more you follow up and do all these other pieces for yourself, so you become the professional, the more that she will realize you're going the extra mile. Does that make sense?
Yeah. She has plenty of room for help. I just don't know if she wants to hire someone full-time or not. I get the impression.
Well, it may initially be part-time. If it happens, I see it initially would be part-time because, you know, just because, again, money, resources, I don't know exactly what her business books look like, but it feels more like part-time initially. But that doesn't mean that it doesn't give you an opportunity. Like I said, you go work at a construction mart. You get your name out to all the guys that are building houses right now. You get out there. You make it happen.
Yeah, I don't have any problem marketing and building the business end of it. I'd probably rather do that than make all the other product choices because it's easier for me. Because I like the business side better than I do the other side.
Because it's creative and it's fun. That's what I'm saying. You got this palette of paint, and when I see that, but the palette of paint can be applied to an internet site. You know, it can be applied to the business part. Business can be just as creative. We just don't always look at it that way. But that's how you view your life is very creative. So you can, again, just be the expert. And no matter what it is, be the expert. And your career will evolve and shift. And I don't think that you will have landed exactly on what it is. You know, I have a feeling that what you're going to be doing now and what you're going to be doing in 5 years will evolve and change. But it's all good, you know. The days ahead are bright. I'm excited for you.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'm excited to be done.
Congratulations.
Big milestone.
Congratulations.
It is a milestone.
Thank you,
thank you so much. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you for being patient.
Yes, thank you.
And
I'm so happy you came in the chat, too. Thank you for being a part of the community around this show. So. Thanks so much.
It's so nice of Candy to stay later into overtime. That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Well, I didn't plan on not being here. It's like you just kind of roll with it. I've learned about life. It's just go with the flow, and it all works out. And Susan was so great, you know, gracious to, you know, let, you know, first of all, have Tracy come on, let me come on, you know, slide in and then stay later. That's very sweet of you too, Susan, so I appreciate that.
Oh, well, I'm happy to do it. And it was so sweet of Tracy too to call in. You should we were messaging each other on Facebook and she said, "Do you want me to call?" And I said, "Sure.
Yes, call."
This is what friends are for.
When I see her next, that's right, I'll go give her a big hug.
We'll all give her a big hug. So. It's just all family here. It feels very relaxed now late at night here. We're just talking and enjoying this time together. And I'm glad that you got on, Pearl. I really wanted you to, so I'm happy
that we got
to your call.
I appreciate you taking it. Y'all have a good night.
Thank you, too. Good luck. I think things are going wonderfully for you.
Oh, thank you. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yes.
I'm totally excited.
Yes, congratulations.
See, Susan agrees with me, too.
All right, well, thanks, Pearl. Have a great night.
Okay, thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, it seems like we got just a little bit over the hour here. Actually, it will cut off eventually. We can only go on overtime for so long, and we're not I've enjoyed it. I'm glad that we got to spend this time together, and you're wonderful. It's just so, you know, it's funny. I haven't heard you work all the time. I could hear you at the booth next door. I would hear little snatches because we were so busy at the Body 9 Spirit Expo. Both of us were busy, but I loved how little snippets of what you were telling people would float over to my booth. Usually they were things I needed to hear too.
but
you really are wonderful, and I love how you helped the callers tonight, and I'm very thankful to have you on the show.
Well, thank you.
Tonight.
Well, thank you.
So I want to remind everyone that the website is CandiaSanders.com. If you want to learn more about what Candia does, and I can't say thank you enough, and I'm so happy it worked out. It worked out just beautifully. So
it did. So it just cracks me up with you with the perfect storm. That's just amazing.
I know.
Validation.
I know. Well, that's just the universe saying to me, see, you just need to listen. Because I could have, I was almost going to do, if no one had showed up, I guess I would have done the readings tonight. And I don't usually handle the long list of callers. I've done isolated readings on the show, but, you know, I do a lot of things. I'm a multitasker. That's just one of the things that I do usually at expos. And so it was just the universe playing with me, too. You know, the universe is always attempting to expand us. Spirit is always looking for ways.
Well, you know what? There must have been something, because there must have been some message that got through, right? Otherwise, you wouldn't have dialed that down so perfectly.
It worked out. So anyway.
So thank you, and thank you to all the listeners, too.
Yes, thank you to all the listeners, and across time, those of you listening to the archived version here, I know we still have some people on the teleconference, and then also, you know, a lot of people listen to the archived show, and I just want those people to know their energy is very present with us, because there's no barrier of time. So thanks again, Candia. You enjoy your travels. Hopefully you'll find yourself in a peaceful setting tomorrow. And,
yes. Well, we just dropped down out of the wind, and it's definitely warm. We've been up in the cooler temperatures, and we've got a week of real high temp, and then we get to move over into New Mexico. Oh, are you going to do the body, mind, and spirit in Albuquerque?
Oh, you know, I haven't decided yet if I'm doing body, mind, spirit in the fall. I'm not sure. Depends. I have a couple things going on then, and I may or may not. I don't always do the fall one. I always do the spring. I don't always do fall. And I always do Los Angeles Conscious Life Expo in February. I am going to start doing more things over time. But,
Well, you're obviously very busy.
I jump between things, and you know, I'm always inspired by people who finish their books, like you have. You put out a book, and I'm aiming to get one out myself. So there are just any number of things going on. But we all enjoy it. I mean, I love my path, and I know you enjoy yours. It's wonderful to work in the space of the heart, and that's what I like to do.
I agree. Well, thank you so much. And everybody else, did we get everybody covered tonight?
We did. We
okay,
we
perfect.
Did. Now the lines are free. So, yes, thank you. Thank you so much, Candia. So you have a good night.
Yeah, and when I get back home, and when we get back, we get together. So,
thank
you again. And it was good. It was very good.
Yes,
so.
Very good. All right, well, take
you,
care.
My friend.
Thanks, friend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Just a couple show notes for those of you listening to the archive. Just a reminder, because I know many of you listen soon after. The next show is Friday, June 20th, with Sonia Grace. She's returning to the show to do a summer solstice special. She was here on the spring equinox, and she was here for the winter solstice, and I think she was even here last fall. I'm trying to remember when she first came on. We're so blessed to have Sonia come on the show, and she will be here this Friday. Am I getting the date right? Make sure. I think it's the 20th. Yes, the 20th at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. So thank you, everyone, for being with me. And I so appreciate the community around this show to learn all about past broadcasts and future broadcasts. FrontierBeyondFear.com is the place to go. So, and I welcome you there. And I look forward to seeing you here again next time. May your path be filled with peace until we see you again. I'm